Well, here we go with the week ahead forecast for the week beginning December the 4th, 2023, right through to December the 11th. But can you believe it's December already? Oh my goodness. But anyway, let's share the screen and dive in to the week ahead. I'm just going to share my software and move ahead a day, a week. So, diving straight into December the 4th. And while I look at these aspects, I'm actually going to shuffle my tarot cards so that I'm tuning in to give you a couple of cards for the week ahead as well. But on December the 4th, I've timed this at 12:01 a.m. Eastern time. So you'll have to adjust your time zones for these week ahead videos. But we begin the week with the moon at zero Virgo. And that's really like Virgo likes to work, likes to get down to details, very humble. So it's kind of a good start to the work week. I'm actually going to be on vacation, but I'll be working on vacation. So yeah. And the moon immediately opposes Saturn. So that kind of adds to the sense of responsibility, the sense of getting down to work for the start week. And then the moon will also trine Mercury in Capricorn. And so it's a very, like, Capricorn is another earth sign. Virgo's an earth sign. Capricorn's an earth sign. So, and Saturn is the ruler of Capricorn. So, what an earthy, practical, get down, grounded, get to work kind of energy to start the week. But the other thing it's really good for is Virgo is very much associated with health. So that could be a right, I'm determined to kind of get out and do this routine and exercise routine or walking, whatever. Determination is a good start to the week. All right. Then the moon later in the day will square Ceres in Sagittarius, and the moon is going to square Ceres and then is going to square Mars later in the day, and then we'll move to the last quarter moon, but that's actually early on December the 5th, so we'll look at that when we move ahead a day. But that's mutable squares. That's like change is coming. And they're probably the most pushy kind of aspects in the day. The moon will square Ceres at 6:50 a.m. and will square Mars later at 1:50 p.m. And that's also another push to get out and do change. But add to that, the moon will trine Jupiter at the same time as the square to Mars, pretty much around about the same time. And Jupiter is the ruler of Sagittarius. So that's kind of a real push of energy, a real surge of get out and do stuff and kind of get things done. And then the another big shift on that day is that Venus will move into Scorpio. And Venus is going to be in Scorpio for a while. I'm probably going to do a separate video for Venus in Scorpio. It's my Venus return. And so Venus in Scorpio is always gets such a bad rap, but clearly I love it. But it's kind of very magnetic. It kind of really likes this intensity in relationship. It can be a little bit jealous, a little bit possessive, a little bit domineering, but it's also very mergey and very this kind of very deep, intense relationship energy with Venus. And also Venus is about money. So you're going to kind of and values. So you're going to kind of steep yourself in those deepest values. Now I'm married to a Venus in Scorpio too. So you can imagine that relationship. We both honor each other's kind of possessive nature because we have a little bit, but we've also got this deep trust and bond now. We finish that day with Mercury will oppose Vesta in Cancer. Vesta's been retrograde a while, focus, commitment to home and family. Mercury is opposing that, kind of saying, where's my attention? And Jupiter is going to oppose Pallas Athena. And that's kind of that deep inner wisdom, like that rabbit hole kind of energy, step on through to the other side kind of energy. So then on to Tuesday, we start the morning with the first quarter moon. Last quarter moon. That's the crisis in consciousness going down to the lovely Sagittarius new moon that's coming up on December the 12th. So a week away from that. And that's got a Star of David. So there's a video about that as well. So you can go and look on my videos for the Sagittarius new moon video. I'll also do a link to it on this video. So this is at 12 degrees, and it's we're in mutable season. Change is coming, change is fun, changing minds. Mercury ruled for last quarter moon with Mercury in Capricorn. That's about where am I focusing my ideas in as we dive into this crossroads, this crisis of consciousness in the last week. We really kind of have had a lot of diving within energy lately, but I always think that the answers are all within anyway. Now, some minor aspects that I may kind of cover on my daily posts on my Substack, but the moon will then conjunct Juno, our partnership asteroid, and that's bringing us attention to becoming, this holistic whole self. And really kind of focusing on a lot of self-compassion, a lot of self-care, not being self-critical, especially over things that have been revealed about generational abuse lately, because it has been. And then the moon will trine Uranus. And Uranus has been at that 20-degree mark for some time, squaring the degree of the Venus star point from August the 13th. This is kind of like breaking patterns kind of energy every time this is activated. And then Venus, the big aspect of the day, Venus's first aspect in the sign of Scorpio is a watery trine to Saturn. And that's a beautiful commitment to this emotional energy. But it's also a commitment to creating what you are creating, because water energy is deeply creative. And it could also be a commitment to really kind of tuning into this kind of energy of alternate reality, tuning into those mythical, mysterious, taboo kind of places and going deep. I'm not afraid of mermaids, that kind of energy. I'm going to go deep. And then Venus will conjunct Haumea too. And that's kind of going into that fertile, what am I creating? What am I birthing energy? On to the sixth. I'm just going to adjust this. Okay, so now we're in that last quarter moon. The moon is losing light. We're heading towards the new moon. And on the sixth, the moon does one of my favorite aspects of the month while Neptune's been in Pisces. The moon opposes Neptune. So overnight from the fifth to the sixth, that's that practical, mystic kind of energy. Dreams are off the charts, that real connection with the collective unconscious and the fantasy and your imagination. And so, I always actually really like the moon opposing Neptune, since Neptune has been in the sign of Pisces. But this one is particularly strong because the moon opposes Neptune at 1:16 a.m. and then at 8:22 a.m., Neptune stations direct. So Neptune is at the station point right here. This is the degree of the Neptune station direct. This is a real tide turning kind of energy as well. And this is really going to turn the tide to all the lessons we've learned about surrendering, letting go, tuning into our subconscious selves and saying more of that, please. And how can we bring that down to earth in a very practical way? And I don't know if you noticed this building as well, though. Look at this. This is what's building. So this beautiful Star of David is building right now. Okay, so you can see a grand trine here from Venus Haumea to Saturn to Vesta, and this is going to shift a little bit. But then we've got this Earth grand trine as well to Jupiter and Pholus and Mercury and Hecate and Black Moon Lilith. And this is really kind of sculpting energy. This is getting connected, grounded, in touch with your somatic energy, those feelings. How are these kind of messages and that connection with the unconscious feeling in your body? This is a really good time to get out in some nature and actually kind of tune into how that connection with nature is feeling within you. Beautiful day next Wednesday. I'm really liking this energy at the next week. It's really magical. Then the moon will trine Pluto. You know, it's a trine. It's earthly again, but it's taking us into those depths again. So much water and earth. You know, we have strong fire here, so we've got that visionary energy, but all this water and earth is really tuning us into feelings and the material world and the body. So lots of shifts there. And then the moon, though, will break that pattern a little bit by moving into air sign Libra. And that's very social. Moving into air sign Libra is great for, you know, time with friends, but it also turns your attention to justice, social justice, all that kind of energy, what's going on. And that the moon moves into Libra at 11:34 a.m. on the 6th. And I think that's about it, except that the moon will come up and square Mercury and Vesta, making a T-square to that, or another kite. We've got all these kind of energies speaking to each other, bringing us into real flow and connectedness. And helping us to kind of get really much more balance in our energy. So let's move on to the 7th, my husband's birthday, partly why we're going away next week. My birthday is on the 14th, but we had to pick one of them, so we're going on his. And so on his birthday, so this is kind of his solar return. We've both got Star of David's in our solar returns this year, right? So it's beautiful. We've got, you know, well, I've told them, this watery solar grand trine and this earth grand trine. This is just really magical for us, to be honest, but it's not all about me. But it's magical for all of us. This is connectedness, you know. Fire and air are great for passionate action, created, because it's very yang out there, day energy, doing stuff. The earth and water energy is the feminine. This is connection, receptivity, being out in, connecting together, connecting with the earth, connecting with the material world. Quite beautiful. And this, you know, I'm not actually going to go through all of the aspects for that day, because I'll talk about most of them in the blog, and most of them are to do with some of the minor aspects. But two aspects I do want to talk about is that Venus is in that water grand trine now, trines Vesta, exactly later in the day. So it's focus and commitment to those deeply bonded family relationships, well, family of choice or family of actual, you know. And then later in the day, the sun is going to trine Chiron too. So lovely trine aspects are the major aspects of the day. But the sun will trine Chiron as the Libra moon opposes it. And that's kind of saying, how can we burn off and rebalance any of these things that we've been working on healing? We've been through quite a challenging time, but, you know, we're moving out of it now. I'm very positive for some of the energy ahead. What I don't know what's beeping on my jar. So let's move on to Friday the 8th, Venus Day. And again, there's not a huge amount of aspects, but look how clear these watery grand trines are getting now. I mean, fire, water and earth grand trines. Look how kind of exact and powerful. And the reason they're showing up more powerfully is that Venus is coming up to oppose Jupiter now. There's a lot going on at sixes and around 6 degrees, if you've got things around 6-7 degrees. But it's, I just love this, you know. This is beautifully healing, connected energy, as I keep saying. And then let's look. There's really no major aspects on December the 8th. There's a Mercury trine to Hecate, part of the grand trine, Earth direction, thinking about which path you are going to take. Oh, excuse me. Oh, Hecate is your direction in life. In Virgo, that's kind of the way of service and meaningful work in your life. And so that's really beautiful as well. Mercury trine Hecate. And I think we're all seeking more meaning in life at the moment, but these aspects are helping us create or work towards that. And then we finish the moon's pass through Libra with a square to Pluto and a conjunction to that south node. But and that's kind of activating some of the energy we've had this week that's saying let go of that, you know, playing nice and not learning how to say a strong no and not being codependent. And really kind of not letting others empower you, have power over you anymore. And then late on December the 8th, the moon hops off into the sign of Scorpio, and we'll dive into the next day. Heading towards my birthday and the new moon. But anyway, still got the Star of David. And the moon goes into Scorpio and immediately kind of activates all of this watery grand trine. And just, you know, that gets very emotional and very connected. And very, you know, I think there's a lot of, I can't remember the word I was thinking of that I wanted to say. Oh my goodness. Bear with me. I just want to open something because I took some notes for something that's, you know, I'm working on right now. And I think it's in there. There was definitely something I wanted to say. But this is really about a deep commitment to doing the inner kind of healing, that connection within, so that we are more able to help others on and the outside. Okay, so it's really about questing and seeking the answers within, this introspective self-discovery and a conversation within with all the parts of you, all that kind of energy. I had an awareness. I was actually reading about internal family systems the other day, and I was like, it's like an astrology chart. Internal family systems and parts therapy gets all the parts of you speaking to each other. And this week, they are really speaking to each other. Everything keeps aspecting the other one. And you've also got the drive and vision to move forward and into a kind of more free and aligned state. Anyway, the moon will then conjunct Venus. It conjuncts Haumea first, of course, and then opposed Jupiter. So that is lovely. We've got the two benefics approaching their exact opposition right at the end of Saturday, late on Saturday night, 10:34 p.m. Eastern. Jupiter and Venus oppose each other with the moon there too. That's like, oh, this deep connection and expansion of, you know, all your values and your relationships and your relationship to your values and your deepestly, most deeply bonded relationship. Also, your deepest connection to your desires. If you have the free time on Saturday, it's a really good day for sitting there and doing some kind of trip into your deepest soul, your alternate reality, and thinking about what intentions you want to set for the new moon on the 12th. Oh, best week I've seen for a while. The moon will then also conjunct Pallas Athena as well. And that will kind of help you to kind of see into through the looking glass, as it were, and or step through the looking glass. So whatever it takes you to kind of step into that non-ordinary reality, step on through to the other side, or break on through to the other side, as Jim Morrison said, and tune into those really those wishes and desires and hopes for the future. Just beautiful. What a week. It's kind of nice to you know, have a week like this. There are a couple of little blips. I didn't mention that Mercury will be conjunct Pholus, the Pandora's box asteroid, on the 10th too, and that might kind of bring out more out of the box, but that might be more in the news, or, you know, somebody might tell you something more. But I think it's kind of in addition to a lot of the stuff that's come out already. I don't think it's going to be, I don't think it's having that shocking kind of energy that we've been having for a while. So on to the 10th Sunday, and then we're nearly done. The sun comes up to 17 Sagittarius, and so is just, what's the new moon at? 20 degrees. So we're just 3 degrees away from the new moon, and just 2 days, because it's of the times. And the moon will square Juno. Sorry, the sun will square Juno. And that's our sacred contracts asteroid. And in those mutable signs, and in the visionary Sagittarius and the Virgo, meaningful kind of work and service. And it's really kind of saying, you know, I want to be your priestess, if you like. I want to look after you. And I want, but it's also about visioning, looking after yourself first. And you can see we've still got the Star of David. It's kind of like magical. Now, I will say some people would not consider it to be a Star of David, because I use certain asteroids. I use the main asteroids, and I use some of the centaurs, the main centaurs. But there's enough primary planets involved in this as well that I am going to call it a Star of David. Anyway, December the 10th, what else do we have? Venus will sextile Hecate over here, all that 6-degree mark again, which is hitting everything in my chart. So it's like, God. But it's quite nice. But Venus is at the midpoint. Venus is sextile to Hecate, and Venus then right after sextiles Mercury and Pholus. So it's kind of whatever's come out is showing you the way forward. So it's pay attention to what's coming up for you. And then, the Scorpio moon will come up and oppose Uranus. And you may get some ahas, some deep insights on that moment. And then let's move into the 11th, because we'll just take you into Monday morning so that we kind of take you to the start of the work week over here in the US. And so early on the 11th, Ceres moves to that 6 degree squares Ceres, squares Hecate, sorry, in a quincunx to Jupiter, has been for a while. And that's kind of like, all right, your path forward as well is seeing yourself with deep compassion. Self-compassion is just so important. I talk about self-care a lot, self-care practices, and that's a form of showing yourself compassion. Self-love is tends to get that kind of feeling of pampering and has a bit of a kind of charge to it. But taking really good care of yourself, showing yourself compassion, and kind of really treating yourself lovingly is what I mean by self-love. So that's Ceres and Hecate, and this might be especially around some things that have come up lately. So it's really important, give yourself compassion for and some forgiveness. That's also Ceres, for any of your part in any of the things that's happening. And then the moon starts Monday morning, Monday the 11th, 6:10 a.m. The moon moves into Sagittarius, and when we're nearly at the new moon, but that will be next week's video. So I was doing some shuffling. I did put them down, but I'm going to just one quick last shuffle. Ooh. I'm actually gonna well, bear with me. So first we get the King of Vessels. And this is I am turbulent, but I pulled this reversed. Okay. So it feels like the turbulence that we've been through is settling down, or by going within, as I've been saying, you must do, you must go within. I'm actually going to change my calendar. We're doing a forecast for December, and my calendar's still on November. But here we go. So there's my last month of the year before I put my new calendar up. But anyway, so this turbulence is settling down by going within. I see this as calming, this turbulence, but it's still reflected. So I'll read you the quote afterwards. The king holds powerful emotions, which means that at times he can be more than a bit of a drama queen. In underneath his power is a sensitive soul who can sometimes wallow in a pool of conflicting feelings. You may sink or swim if you try to navigate his emotions. Sometimes he will read us poetry, ask how we are, and genuinely inquire if there's anything he can do to help us. This is what you could do to yourself: read yourself poetry, all that kind of stuff. The king is kind, learned, and compassionate, appreciates the arts, and devours philosophy. His soul, like his waters, hold great depths. His moods, like his storms, come and go with a fair amount of noise and dark drama. Occasionally, he shakes us up, for he is the ultimate force of water, whose energy knows no barriers and no form. And however, he will always be prepared to listen to our issues and problems, and is exceptionally understanding. He will offer us advice if we are brave enough to ask. Sometimes he will quake and rumble. Do we run or do we listen? Of course, he may just give us a hug if that's what is needed. So this feels really, especially with Neptune stationing and that watery grand trine as part of the Star of David, as you know, there may be a lot swirling within you and change, but reversed is going to calm the waters by going within and turning all of those things on yourself, like reading yourself poetry, maybe going to an art gallery, all those kind of things, and listening to your own kind of issues and problems, tuning in. So let me read the quote. The water in a vessel is sparkling. The water in the sea is dark. The small truth has words which are clear. The great truth has silence. And that's by Tagore. So isn't that one interesting with looking at the shape of the chart? And then we actually get another, they're all reversed actually, so they're all very inward cards. This is community. Before the reward, this is the Three of Seeds, okay? And I always think of the threes as the Holy Trinity, or there's lots of trinities, Father, Son, S-U-N, and Holy Spirit, which is the divine feminine, really. So it's kind of like the three, you know, the Son, we are the Son of God, S-U-N. Anyway, before the reward, there must be labor. You plant before you harvest. You sow in tears before you reap joy. So it's, you know, whilst I think it's a lovely week, it's emotional. So you may shed a few tears, and they might not be sadness, always tears, but anyway. But this card is about community growth and abundance. Something is being created and planted, and it may be in early stages. Sometimes we can envisage the way forward, but find it really difficult to bring in the actual harvest. This card suggests a path that may lead us to interact with others who can teach us the necessary skills to bring something to manifestation. We may join a group of people, a community, a partnership, or a team that may be involved in working together towards a final goal. It doesn't matter if we are the worker, the apprentice, or the teacher, for all are a part of the whole, and all will enjoy the satisfaction of the end result. May we offer our work and creativity to our community, to the world, and thereby become connected to something larger and greater than ourselves. Many hands make light work. I'll let you take what that means for you. Now, the final card I pulled is actually a bees, which is the sword. So it's a mental card, and the mind. The bees are of the minds. This is about our thoughts. And the thing, interesting thing about swords is a lot of the swords cards seem really kind of negative a lot of the time. But when they're reversed, that's kind of more positive. But anyway, sorry, I'm looking at the four of a different suit. This is I am resting, but you're resting, like really resting. Life is the flower for which love is the honey by Victor Hugo. This is time out for solitude, introspection, rest, peace, and healing. We are guided to reduce physical activity and use this time to withdraw from our everyday surroundings that may have been stressful and tiring us out. Retreat, renewal, recuperation calls us before we take ourselves to a place of physical and mental exhaustion. Let us take this time to unwind and slow down. Meditate, sleep, recognize, and listen to yourself once again. Be kind to yourself and find your sanctuary. The cards just all fit that astrology so well. It's just a deeply emotional, embodied, somatic week. And it's really time to tune in and rest, restore, recuperate before that nice, exciting new moon on the 12th. Much love. I will see you next time.